Hey everyone, I'm back again, as promised. Like I said, I'm gonna keep trying to post at least once a week. It has been 7 days since my last audio. Wow, it sounds like I sound like I'm in like an Alcohol Anonymous meeting or anything anonymous meeting. Hi, my name is Kim and I have been audio sober for 7 days. Not really. I'm just kidding. But today I wanted to, obviously you see from the title, talk to you about being lovesick. Now, being lovesick can go different ways. It can be perceived differently through everybody's experience, unique experiences. Now, one person may be lovesick, you know, if they currently admire someone, they currently are interested in a certain person, but there's something in the way, whether it be doubt or being too scared to make a move, or just they don't feel the same way. And all those things are natural things that happen, and people go through it all the time, but it does suck when you're in that situation. What I have to say about that is, you look at it from a perspective, try to look at it at a perspective other than your own. Just try to block out all the things that are blinding you. And the things that can blind you are, you know, oh man, I like this person so much and I'm gonna keep trying because I'm so interested and I want it to work because, you know, you, after a while of, you know, admiring someone, liking someone, you start to really imagine being with them in your mind. You start to create scenarios and just fall in love with the idea of the person. So try to step out of your own self and just look at the whole situation in itself. If you doubt that it could possibly work, if you doubt that this person is interested in you at all, try to look at it. Think about the situations and times where you were together. How did this person react around you? Did you guys interact at all? Did you interact in a casual way, or was there something more? And is it out of the ordinary? Does this person act the same way to other people? Because a lot of people can see mistake, you know, flirting, or they can mistake, you know, just genuinely being kind for flirting. And that happens a lot, you know, you hear it all the time. On, you know, social media or like friends saying it, like you say, I can't tell if this person likes me or they're just being nice. And trust me, it's happened to me very many times. So you look at it from a different point of view. If you're still unsure, then to my next point, you are too scared. I don't know if that was my next point. I'm not working from any list or notes. I'm just trying to, you know, have a pep talk here. I'm just talking to you if you're in this situation. If you're too scared and you don't know, you just are unsure, of, you know, what can happen, how they feel, then look at it this way. If you tell them, are you willing to make things, you know, are you willing to risk weirdness depending on the person? Because some people can just, you know, let go, you know, they can just forget about, you know, awkward times, the awkward time that you confess your love for this person. Some people are really cool like that. They just let it go and be like, it's okay, sorry, I don't feel the same way, but, you know, I would still like to be friends with you. But other people just can't take it. They just run away after. So are you willing to take the chance? And lastly, what did I say last? Not sure. But that's one type of being lovesick. You're sick of seeing that person and just, you want to tell them, but you just can't. And it's just something that can really mess up a person emotionally. So I'm sorry if you're going through that. And just try to think it out. Try to organize your thoughts. And because, you know, if you end up telling them and they don't feel the same way, then you have to think, okay, would it be okay for me to still be friends with this person? Or is it a good thing to take a break and, you know, say like, hey, I just need a little space for now. It's nothing that you said, but I think it's healthy that I try to get over these feelings. And then maybe after you say that, the person will be like, wow, this person's not joking. And then, you know, try to... But that's in the, you know, best scenario situation over here. But that's one type of being lovesick. Another type of being lovesick is the act of trying to get over the person that you once loved. Whether you broke up with them or you had the same scenario as what I was explaining before. Just anything. Just trying to move on. And I think the best way to move on is to try to eliminate all communication. If you don't want to, you know, leave in bad terms, then you just have to be upfront with them and say, hey, I just need some time to think and time to, you know, get over these old feelings. And maybe we'll cross paths again in the future, but for now, I need to focus on myself. And that's all you have to say. Then you cut all communication and focus on yourself. You do things that make you happy. If you don't want to focus on yourself, focus on other people. You know, spend more time with friends, spend more time with family. It's best to, you know, clear your mind, but also, you know, be productive at the same time. Because, okay, imagine cutting all communication and then you just sit there. Then you just think, what do I do now? You can't just lay around all day and sulk. You have to do things that will make you feel, that will steer your, or keep your mind rolling. Rolling in a different direction, of course. It's hard. It's easy for me to say this, of course, because, you know, I'm just telling you what to do. But when you're in the actual situation, it's harder than it is, but it's possible to get through it. It's possible. It's not the end. It's not the end, because there are more opportunities. There are more people. There's light at the end of this tunnel, believe it or not. And it's easy. It's also easy to say, you know, just be patient and the one will come. Your future will come. And yeah, it's like, even I found myself just saying, like, oh my god, how much longer do I have to wait to feel that feeling? Because I've never. And things will come, better things will come when you are patient, when you don't force things to happen. There's a difference between forcing something and, you know, taking a chance. So, for example, you like a person. You take a chance and ask them out. You do something about it. But there's also, it's different when you ask a person out, they say, no, sorry, I'm not interested, or it's evident that, you know, they're trying to beat around the bush by saying, oh, I'm busy, but I'll text you if ever I'm free. And then 2-3 weeks later, nothing, you hear nothing, and then you ask again. And then they're busy again, coincidentally. There's a slight chance that this person may be, you know, telling the truth, but I think after the second time, it's time to, you know, just accept the fact that maybe this is not gonna work. Maybe we're just friends, maybe something. So there's that. So back to, you know, being patient. I don't know. I always think about, okay, you know how on the internet people always post quotes, and people, you always see different sayings on the internet about, you know, love or feelings or emotions. And there was this one that I always used to see saying that said, you will never, you can't let anybody love you until you love yourself, something like that. I'm looking it up right now. That's the wrong way to word it, but I'm typing with one hand, so. Okay. Wow. And then this, just, the results were lyrics to Neo's Let Me Love You. The, you should let me love. Wait, what? Let me be the one to. Right? Okay, there we go. This is the one. You can't let anybody else truly love you until you love yourself. Now, that is, it's wrong. In the literal sense, because how are you gonna be able to love yourself until, you know, I don't know. I believe it, but I think I think it can be tweaked. I'm gonna drink some of my water real quick. I just have to stir it. What I'm trying to say here, my point, there's a point to this. My point is, instead of just like completely dedicating all your time and energy and emotions and feelings into wanting and longing for that special someone, just you feel like you can't live until you find that someone to just make you feel happy. But let me tell you, it's not worth it. It's not worth waiting that way. Because you're going to end up just devoting too much time worrying about how others, you know, the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever your sexual orientation is, you're going to be so... your mind is just going to be in the wrong place. So, during your wait, however long it may be, focus on you, and things will come. Focus on how you want to better yourself. And if you're okay with how you are right now, just keep on keeping on. Just continue your life, and the opportunity will come. That's what I'm doing. Just living life, yo. Live your life. I should start rapping, but I can't rap. Trust me, I've tried many times. I practice every day in the shower. I'm just kidding. But I guess that's the end to my pep talk. I'm sure I've missed a few points, but maybe I'll remember in a different audio and just add on to it. But as for now, if you are feeling lovesick, or if you are feeling any of these feelings, let me tell you, that's okay. It's okay, you know? Being lovesick is life. It gives you the opportunity to express yourself. Some people make songs. Some people compose songs that other people who are lovesick can listen to. Some people do art. Some people give speeches. Some people are just... they turn being lovesick into something else, something beautiful. Now, I'm not saying you have to do art, okay? That's not what I'm saying. I'm just making a point. What I'm saying here is I'm here with you. I'm here for you because we all go through it. I go through it. I was gonna name like a public figure about it, but I'm not going to anymore. Everybody in the world goes through it. And that, although that does not, you know, that doesn't make the fact, that doesn't mean that it's not as bad. I'm just saying, I'm getting passionate about this. Just try to focus on something else. Something you like. Other than the person or thing. All right, I'll let you go for now. Oh, but before I go, before I go, I'm having trouble talking today. Not sure what it is. I've been having a weird day. I'll talk about it in a different audio. Maybe like an update audio, because that's what I do. So, alright. Alright, okay. If you have any, you know, specific situations, like scenarios that you are, like, in your life that you're having trouble with, please message me, and I would like, if you are willing to have it exploited, you know, out in public, I'll of course change the names of the people involved in the story. And you could give me, like, different names, too. It doesn't matter. But if you're willing to, you know, ask for advice for us from a, about a certain situation in your life, I would love to make an audio about that. I could do, like, an advice segment. I'm pretty sure I've done this before. But I'd like to do it again. And, yeah, make them super detailed and, you know, as detailed as possible, I mean. And, yeah, I'd love to, like, read out your story and then have my take on it and then have other people comment their feelings towards it, too. That'd be amazing. So, let me know. Message me. Again, please change the names of the people involved because I'll be reading it out loud. So, yeah, that was just an idea that popped up in my mind. I have a long list of audios that I want to create, but that is another one that I want to as well. So, okay. Thanks for listening, as usual. It's been a pleasure. Pep talking. And, yeah, I guess I'll talk to you very soon. Hopefully sooner than 7 days, but, you know, I'm just trying here, so. Yeah, it's always a pleasure, and I love to hear from you, so talk to you soon.